can unify and take us higher. A dream that we shared since slavery, to light a fire in my soul, call it bravery. Heaven knows they fear the rise of a black messiah. A leader that can unify and take us higher. A dream that we shared since slavery, to light a fire in my soul, call it bravery. Salute the fallen soldiers that really told the line, that really put in work. My folks are still blind. I know the feds are watching, they plot to undermine this black unity, like it's organized crime. Speaking truth to power, it takes a lot of courage. Look what they did to Malcolm, was it really worth it? Possess the knowledge yourself, it really makes them nervous. They'd rather see me popping pills or a sister twerking. Now we can choose to lead.
Yeah.
We can choose to follow.
Yeah.
You can stack your bread, or you can choose to borrow. Just follow God's plan, cause
yeah.
it's to prophesize. No turning back, the gates of hell is
yeah.
swinging open wide. I watch his plot.
What's going on, guys?
Just like Game of Thrones.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Tariq Radio. I'm bumping that Robbie Blue. That's the homie, Robbie Blue. Black Messiah. We up late. Where my late night creepers at? We up real late tonight. We gonna chop up some real good game tonight. All my warriors up tonight late. We gonna chop it up tonight. Only the real ones stay up this late to get some good game, y'all. Welcome to Tariq Radio, man. Everybody hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button. Even though we're late night creeping tonight, we're still making it do what it do. Even though we're late night creeping, we're still doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break right here on Tariq Radio. So don't you move a muscle. We'll be right back. Don't move a muscle.
She raised a child to a man that turned into a shepherd for the wild little lambs. Puppet that could walk across the Nile like...
Yo, you still ain't getting women? Really? Come on, son. You need to go to badboymembership.com and step up your game. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game, and I'm telling you that if you really want to attract beautiful women, you need to go to badboymembership.com. This is where you get 45 through 90 minute step-by-step dating advice tutorials every month. Just sign up, follow the advice, and you'll get the woman you want. Go to badboymembership.com. That's badboymembership.com.
The Hurricane Report is a news website dedicated to lovingly serving the Black American community. Go to our website, h-report.news. Subscribe to us, follow us on Instagram at h_reeepoort, Twitter at the h_report2, and share the articles. You can purchase merch, donate, or drop us a line through our contact form. Go to h-report.news. Take action and maintain freedom.
Looking to minimize the possibility of exposure to COVID-19 or the coronavirus? Then head over to iwantamask.com. We have face masks that have been approved by the FDA. Use the exclusive Tariq Radio discount code 1804 for 30% off your order at iwantamask.com for details.
Dave Anderson is passionate about helping our people get out of the rat race and getting into entrepreneurship. You've seen Dave Anderson on The Breakfast Club, Forbes, Black Enterprise, CNN, Fox News, spitting facts about business and entrepreneurship for our people. Dave Anderson has also generated $54 million for his clients last year, and he wants to help you grow your business. Go to thebusinessbully.com and connect with an amazing group of people that's going to help you start and expand your business. Head to, again, thebusinessbully.com right now and sign up for the Inner Circle Bootcamp and get top-notch training right now. thebusinessbully.com right now. Check out the brand new documentary on Amazon Prime called New Orleans Politics. It's a documentary film about the population of New Orleans. It talks about why there's so many black people there, but they control the bare minimum of the economic resources. Why does this phenomenon exist? Why is it that people who have no credit history come to the country and are able to open businesses and thrive, while a lot of the native New Orleans do not get to have those same opportunities? Check out this in-depth documentary called New Orleans Politics. It is conducted by my brother, Tyrese McKnight. You can get it on Amazon Prime right now. Hey, black nerds out there, are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuse to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that not only covers nerdy topics such as anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, but also subjects that only black nerds can relate to? If so, then head on over to the world's first and only black nerd empowerment podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, TV Guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide information and empowerment to black nerds everywhere. Again, that's The Swarthy Nerd at swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y nerd.com. Are you looking for intellectual discussions on topics ranging from dating, love, relationships to politics, white supremacy, and economics? Then tune in to the Great Liberators Radio Show on YouTube on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Sundays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Great Liberators Radio Show has great, sophisticated black intellectualism that you do not want to miss. So be sure to go subscribe to their YouTube channel, The Great Liberators Radio Show, right now. Check out the book Jennifer's Chaos. This is a romance crime novel by author Robert Fletcher. Jennifer's Chaos is about a young woman who lives with her drug-dealing manipulative mother, who arranges a marriage between Jennifer and a young man with connections. This is a very intriguing story, so you need to get the book and follow Jennifer as she navigates around her mother and criminals to find love. Jennifer's Chaos, available right now on Amazon as an ebook and paperback. The law offices of Don R. Dennis Jr. specializes in solving complicated business law issues. If your business is operating online, you need to holler at Don R. Dennis Jr. so he can put you up on game. He has solved many internet law issues, and you can read some of his client reviews on avvo.com. His office right now is offering free Zoom live stream webinars to give you information on how your business can remain profitable during this pandemic. Go to dondennislaw.com or give him a call at 213-455-0880. Right now, the corona outbreak is taking its toll on a lot of people. A lot of people are stuck in the house most of the day. Meanwhile, your bills keep piling up and you need to do something. So you need to check out the Work From Home series by Elijah, author of the book, The Anatomy of Financial Success. He will show you the ways he makes money working out of the home, ranging from developing marketable skills and invoicing clients for the services that you provide. All you need to do is check out RealMoneySuccess.com, RealMoneySuccess.com.
The year is 2079. The futuristic nation of New Albion has been created to maintain a new racial apartheid system. There is a planned genocide that is going to target the nation's black population. A small group of black revolutionaries band together to launch guerrilla warfare attacks against their oppressors. Do they fail, or do they succeed? Find out the answer by reading the book, Avoid the Machines, the new novel by author Scotty Vasco. Avoid the Machines, now available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave a little blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put on that late night smooth music on y'all asses. What's going on, guys? Glad to have y'all tuning in on the late night call. Shout out to all the people on the East Coast tuning in, because I know it's real late over there. It's like 11:30 here on the West Coast, but we're in the house. We're in the building. We're doing what we do. By the way, everybody, don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You can get the DVD, or you can stream it. You can stream all five films. And also, don't forget to go to 1804movie.com. You know, I'm going to have an 1804 deal pretty soon, because right now, a lot of people, because of the times we're in right now, we're in the middle of the anti-black war. And family, that's how we have to call this thing. We have to call this thing what it is. We are in an anti-black war right now. We cannot wait on the dominant society to define our circumstances for us. The first part of liberation is understanding and defining your circumstances, defining yourself, defining your group. That way you can define your destiny. So we're going to define our circumstance. Right now, we're going to be very honest with ourselves. We're in a anti-black war that the white supremacists, they are in a full-fledged attack right now. We've been talking about this for a long time. And a lot of folks are talking about the movie 1804 because people are afraid, scared. So we need to study what we need to do. We need to look at what has been done, how we can protect ourselves. I'm going to have a package soon, another sale to make it more accessible for people to get 1804. I'm going to put together a little package pretty soon just so people can get codified on how to protect yourselves. But this is the anti-black war right now. We have to call it what it is. Black people around the country are being attacked indiscriminately. I told people a few months ago with these COVID orders they were putting out, I said, wait a minute, this ain't about no damn COVID right now. Them putting black people as the face of COVID, that wasn't done to help us, and a lot of the information was basically inaccurate. And it still is. See, black folks, we got this thing, we believe everything white mommy and white daddy tell us. They run around talking about black people are disproportionately more prone to COVID. Again, that was just going to be used as the pretext to skip over white people and blatantly attack black folks. And that's exactly what they're doing. So when you see all of these instances in cities where white people are gathered in parks, where Jewish people are gathered literally by the thousands, these people are out in droves, no mask or nothing. The white supremacists in charge ignore these folks and go run and attack small groups of black people wherever they're gathered. We told people this was going to happen. You do not believe everything these white supremacists tell you. When they're telling you something, understand what they're really trying to say and who they're trying to dog whistle to. See, black folks, we don't understand dog whistle language. And that's been to our chagrin. See, white supremacist society, they understand dog whistles very quickly. You don't have to tell them twice. They pick up on dog whistles. You don't even have to spell it out. They get it. When another white person says something or something is said in the media, they pick up the dog whistle real quickly. That's an advantage that they have, because with us, forget about a dog whistle. You can just spell it out to niggas and niggas are still sitting up playing dumb. You can just spell it on out to niggas. Hey, this is what's happening. This is what the deal is. Man, that's that Hotep shit. And niggas start playing dumb. See, a lot of folks thought if they just played dumb, you'll get you a nice little comfy doghouse on the plantation. You'll be the pet of white supremacy. See, they don't want no pets right now. Family, the white supremacists, their numbers are dwindling heavy. They are about to be a minority here in the United States. They're already a global minority. And I study the white supremacists when they say certain things, like when Richard Spencer was saying, hey, our numbers are getting low, so, you know, we might have to get a little nasty. Y'all remember when Richard Spencer said that? You know, we might have to, you know, get a little nasty. No, he's trying to be polite with it. I know exactly what he meant. So this is what they're doing now. They're getting a little nasty. Well, they're getting a lot nasty, because what they're doing now, they're creating an apartheid regime. They're going to have to beat us into submission and do some population tailoring so that they can be able to rule as a minority now. You understand? So this is where the war comes in. It's a full out war right now. And this coronavirus, it was a strong blow to them because their numbers are already low. A new disease coming through, that's worse. So what they're going to have to do now, they're going to really have to crack that whip on black people. And that's what they're doing now. They're getting a little nasty, like Richard Spencer said. They're getting a little nasty. Now, black people are out here acting confused as hell. We've been telling black people this is what the game was. We're supposed to be all the way on code. But black people are talking about, oh my God, looking at these videos of black people getting targeted and beat up. I feel sick to my stomach. I feel sad. I don't feel sad. I don't feel sad. We're in a war. I don't have any emotions about it. I think logically, black folks, get the fuck out of the emotion game. This ain't no time for emotions. I don't feel sad at all. I don't feel sick to my stomach. These white supremacists are doing exactly what white supremacists whose numbers are dwindling are supposed to do. This is why you gotta study history and acknowledge history and acknowledge reality, accept reality, and work from that reality. Black folks wanna get into fantasy land. You wanna get into this feeling thing. I don't like the way we're being treated. Why are they doing this? We don't have time for that. We got state-sanctioned race soldiers on the move right now. They're supposed to kill you, black family, until you stop them. I'm going to talk very slow tonight because I want y'all to really get it. These white supremacists, family, when you leave your house, you should not be surprised if there is an attempt on your life. These people have waged a war. A lot of black folks don't want to accept that. For so long, we've been trying to tell you this. I've done several movies trying to tell people. But that's that Hotep. See, you thought if you disparaged us and call it Hotep, oh, fuck them, white daddy. They don't know what they talking about. You ain't on in no war with us. You loves me. You loves me, white daddy. Ruff, ruff. You fucking pets. You thought you were going to be a pet, right? Oh, they don't need you as a pet no more. It's population tailoring time. And their numbers are very low. And the thing that threatens their numbers even more is your presence, black people. Your presence. See, we thought if we just did certain things the right way, if we acted the right way, if we carried ourselves the right way, that the white supremacists would just leave us alone. And as we see, it doesn't work like that. Shout out to the people that's hitting that Cash App right now. I appreciate you and I love you. And by the way, if you're watching live, the Cash App is right there in the profile. $KingFlex818. If everybody wants to give to the Melanoid Ministries, that would be wonderful because we're going to have church is in session tonight. We're talking real talk tonight. But see, a lot of people thought, well, if I just act a certain way, if I become a doctor, not be like those others, I'd be safe. If I became a state representative, I'd be safe. Family, there's a state representative out there in Chicago. I can't think of the brother's name. It starts with the K, but a black man, he had a mask on. He was out there shopping and the police stopped him because he had a mask on and he seemed suspicious. He said, well, there's a law saying that I got to wear a COVID mask. And the race soldier said, well, you still look suspicious. The doctor out there in Florida is a doctor about to go help people with COVID. The race soldier pulled up on him, handcuffed him. So no matter what walk of life you're from, family, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your occupation is. It doesn't matter what your financial status is. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is the white supremacists who are in charge and who are sick people. They have deemed you have been born the wrong color in a system of white supremacy. And the state-sanctioned race soldiers are really on the march. But we also have the white supremacist vigilantes out here, as we know, down in Georgia. A group of white supremacists formed a quick posse, and they openly lynched a brother, Ahmaud Arbery. And they lynched him a couple of months ago. A lot of the information is just coming out now. The video of the actual lynching came out today. It was on the internet anonymously, and there was another white supremacist, a third party, who was with the first two. It was a father and son that chased this brother down. He was jogging and they chased him down. They saw an easy target, and then a third white supremacist came along filming it. So they planned this thing. When they saw him, they got that posse together and they wanted to film the lynching. So this was something that they said, this is something that we've been waiting on, an opportunity to kill a Negro in broad daylight, an innocent Negro, and then frame him later. Understand, family, like I keep telling people. White supremacy, a main component of white supremacy is being able to kill an innocent black person with impunity, and nothing happens to the killer. And the person has to be innocent. That's very, very important, because white supremacists killing a guilty black person, well, other black people wouldn't care. That would be equal justice to a certain degree. The justice has to be unequal. It has to be non-justice, because that's what makes you supreme. You can inflict non-justice with impunity. That's the thing that makes you supreme. This is why, family, we have to stop begging other white supremacists to bring justice. We have to stop begging other white supremacists to bring justice. That's a mistake. In order for us to replace the system of white supremacy, black people are going to have to be the ones to bring the justice. Let me say that one more time so y'all can catch that. In order to replace the system of white supremacy, it has to be black people bringing about the justice. I want that to seep in, let it seep in. Because getting white people to do it, we're still putting them in a superior position. And we have to basically beg them to do it. And if they decide to, cool. If they don't do it, we still got to sit here holding the bag. And in most cases, they're not bringing justice. They're just giving us a lot of lip service because they're on code with each other. They play good cop, bad cop, but they're all on the same team. We keep letting these folks harm us, and then we beg their partners for justice. It's not going to work like that. And the goddamn Democrats are a joke at this point. They shouldn't even be allowed to be around black society, let alone forget about voting for them. Family, Democrats should not be able to walk in a room with black people without getting booed. Remember when the Democrats were patting themselves on the back in February talking about the anti-lynching bill that they got passed. Oh, they were breaking their backs talking about, hey, black people, you should vote for us because we just passed the anti-lynching bill. It went through Congress and now it's a federal crime for lynching. Okay, where the hell are you now? A black man was just lynched in broad daylight in Georgia. Where are you now with that damn anti-lynching bill? See, these laws and bills mean nothing because they can arbitrarily choose to enforce them or not. And that's what they're doing. Family, whenever these white supremacists who are in office come around us, this is why we always have to demand tangibles. The minute they start talking about they're going to implement another law, walk away. If you ask for tangibles, and forget about asking, I'm not asking them for a fucking thing. I'm demanding tangibles or you're not going to get a vote. It is just that simple. I'm not even asking no more. That's a demand. You got two choices. Give me my tangibles or get the fuck out of my face. Which choice do you want to take? Because I don't need you at all, Democrats or politicians or any of you, because you're not enforcing any of these damn laws anyway. So what the hell do we need you for? The only thing you can do for me is bring my paper. I don't want to hear nothing from none of these people no more. They're not enforcing any of these laws. And that's the con game. They'll walk up and say, hey, well, we're going to add another law that will ratify the hate crime laws. That's a con game. The laws don't mean nothing. They're not enforcing them. What they did to the brother in Georgia, killing that brother in broad daylight, there's all types of laws against that, but they have one law that trumps all the other laws. It's the I'm white and I say so law. The I'm white and I say so law trumps everything else. That's the trick bag, family. This is why they'll sit up and tell you all the laws they're going to bring for you. Because they're up there winking their eyes at other white supremacists, knowing that they're not going to enforce it, just like the COVID laws. Look at it, all over the country. The white supremacists know how and who to enforce those COVID laws on. They don't do anything to white people, and they primarily attack black people. So, down here in Georgia, you know, these DAs and these prosecutors, everybody's playing dumb. They're playing the hot potato game. Well, we're going to pass it on to this DA. We're going to pass it on to this prosecutor. There's a conflict of interest. Everybody's playing Keystone Cops now. See, when it comes to white supremacy, everybody in white society gets dumb. Now they don't know nothing. They don't know where the paperwork is. Nobody knows anything now. Everybody's dumb. It's Mayberry all of a sudden. Now it's an episode of Andy Griffith. Nobody knows anything now. Now they're talking about, well, we're going to get a grand jury. They don't need a grand jury. This man was killed in broad daylight by some fucking white supremacists who they're clicked up with. So they're, you don't need a grand jury for that. A grand jury, when they say that, that means they're going to get a bunch of anonymous white supremacists to throw the case so that now you can't blame the politicians. So now they can go get reelected again. See, that's a political con game. Those grand juries, the white supremacists on those grand juries are anonymous. You don't have to release their names or anything. So you get these anonymous white supremacists to stay on code and not prosecute these race soldiers. And well, we went through the process. You know, we might not like the way the system works, but it's the only system we have. You know, they play that game. No, you can fix that. Oh, that's not the only system. You can bring a system of justice. Oh, you can bring a system of justice. And by the way, with that whole grand jury scam, and that's another con, because right now down there in Georgia, the grand juries, they can't convene until June. They can't convene until June because of the COVID laws out there. So they don't have any grand juries that's going to be around in the next month. So these white supremacists who lynched this brother, they get to stockpile on money and get other white supremacists to support them. And, you know, they get to get their defense together and get other white supremacists around the country to support them, which is what they all do with these lynchings. And Lee Merritt is down there. Lee Merritt is down there representing the family. Oh, Lord. Now, I think the mother said something about, you know, this was racial targeting. I think she said something about that. But you got Lee Merritt out here, and I don't know. I'm not going to disparage anybody, but I smell some negotiations. I smell negotiations. Don't be surprised if the mama come out here hugging and forgiving and all this stuff. Don't be surprised when somebody starts caking them off. But see, we got to be above that. See, our children and our family cannot be for sale. Our children and our family cannot be for sale. Now, the white supremacists who killed this brother, their address is all over the internet. And as a matter of fact, there was a bunch of people who went down to the race soldiers, those white supremacists' houses. Well, they live in one house. They went down to their house out there in Georgia. But basically, it was the cameras. You had the camera crews out there and the police were out there. There was a crowd of people. A lot of black folks came through, but they were out there chanting, "No justice, no peace." It was a lot of showing out for the cameras, a lot of chanting and protesting. If you're going to go to the house, you don't need to do that. You see, when it comes to these white supremacists harming us, everybody black, see, we got to get off this scary thing. Don't nobody know what to do. What we going to do? Somebody got to do something. What we gonna do? Now, up there in Flint, Michigan, I think this was in Flint, a black security guard at Family Dollar was working security, and he was telling everybody, if you come in, you gotta have a mask. A black woman came in there, and she didn't have a mask, and the brother said, "I can't let you go to the checkout if you don't have a mask, ma'am." So this woman got mad, went back and got her husband and son, and the whole family came up there. They killed this man. They killed the black security guard. The husband came up there and shot the black security guard over that. We'll kill another fucking black person in this pandemic over something so petty and minute. But if these race soldiers or one of these white supremacists lynch somebody in your family, all of a sudden niggas are running around. What we gonna do? I don't know what to do. Fuck you talking about? That disgusts me more than anything. I mean, if you gonna kill somebody black over that? Really, nigga? As a matter of fact, anybody killing a black person right now, look in the mirror at yourself. If you even thinking about killing another black person, really, nigga? Really? And the thing is, the family up there, the whole family went to jail. They done charged everybody with murder. So, nigga, what is it? Really? So y'all kill a black person and the whole family goes to jail? You're risk it all just to kill another black person, but when somebody, a white supremacist, lynch your family all of a sudden? No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Niggas. That cowardice, that plantation mentality, that's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it at all. Again, we have to be the ones producing justice. And see, what's the price for these white supremacists to lynch and abuse you? What's the price? See, there's no price. What's going to happen? If a white supremacist lynch a black person or harm a black person, what's the price? Y'all going to march? Niggas going to sing and chant and then get in a little good trouble. Gets in some good trouble. And then that's it. See, that's not a real good price. People stop doing what you make them stop doing. Family, in the history of white supremacy, which is 500 years old, 400 some will say, but we'll say 400, 500 years old, no more than 500 years. The system of white supremacy is relatively new. I won't even, no, not 500 years, because they were trying to establish white supremacy. So they got it basically established in the 1600s. So in the history of white supremacy, when have the white supremacists ever stopped terrorizing non-white people on their own? Let's just look at history. See, this is why I like history. When has the white supremacists stopped terrorizing people who are non-white on their own? They've only stopped when people made them stop. That's the only way to make them stop. And the thing is, family, out there in New York City, where my New York people, the anti-black race war is in full swing in New York right now. My black family in New York, I've been seeing video after video after video of white people in parks, white people in large crowds. Not only are they not being arrested, the police are actually handing them masks. Did y'all see? I saw video of a bunch of white people who didn't have masks on. The police were handing them masks. Whereas black people who didn't have masks over in the black part of town were getting beat up and arrested. And what they're doing now, because crime is pretty much down because a lot of people are stuck in the house, you have the race soldiers out there in New York going out instigating crimes. So they'll go out here and just start smacking black people up. The minute you react, they say, well, damn it, you just resisted. That's a felony. So they're doing little stuff like that. They're creating and instigating crimes. They're entrapping people by abusing them. They'll abuse you and say, okay, you didn't allow me to abuse you because you said, ouch, stop, and I'm going to charge you with resisting. They're doing little dirtbag draconian shit like that right now. And I've seen video after video where they're just knocking people in the face, just beating up teenagers, beating up random black people, and everybody's just standing around acting confused, not knowing what to do, or pretending they don't know what to do, because you know what to do. You know how to stop people from terrorizing you. We know how to stop that when it's other black people. When it's other black people, we know how to stop it. But what we see and what I keep seeing in New York, and which I don't want to see anymore, is a bunch of black folks just standing around while one black person's getting beat up. I'm seeing a bunch of dudes in skinny jeans sagging with their ass out, wearing flip-flops, filming, talking about, I got you on camera, I'm about to get paid, talking that dumb shit. That little money is drying up right now, family. They have a green light to attack you right now. You're not getting paid from these attacks. They have a green light. The COVID thing, that's their green light to beat your ass and beat our asses out here and not have to pay you a damn dime. They're choking up black folks in New York for anything. Just for if you got a mask on, they're going to target you. If you don't have a mask on, they're going to target you. For just being outside, they're going to target you out there in New York. Y'all have to understand where you are and what these race soldiers are capable of and what you need to do. Y'all stop standing around talking about why y'all doing this to me. We got to get off that. Black folks out there acting confused. Why are you doing this? Why is this happening to me? Why are you beating on me? Why? Because they can, and you are in a race war. When you walk out of the house, you need to be cognizant of that. You need to have that in the front of your mind. So when they run up on you, you will act like a prisoner of war because that's what you are. We get into this ego thing when niggas want to put on all their little fresh jiggy shit and sag, put your little skinny jeans on and your little thong or whatever the fuck you wear and go out here into a war zone. No, you're in a war zone. Y'all better act like you're in a war zone, especially in New York. You are in a war zone. And y'all just walking into this shit is sitting ducks. I know y'all want things to go back to normal. It ain't. We're in a different time right now. This shit is getting real. It's time for you to get real. See, we've been playing too long. Playtime is over. We got to get real with these white supremacists. They are in full-fledged racial cleansing mode. And de Blasio, y'all mayor out there in New York with his black mammy bedwench wife, and he got a black son, and he's sitting up allowing black people to get ethnically cleansed in the city of New York. He's allowing, with his big mammy sitting up in the house with him, they're sitting up allowing black folks to get terrorized in that damn city. So we got to get off this thing where we see a white person with a black person and we think that means something. Oh, he can't be racist. He got a black wife and a black son. Now, how is that working out for the people of New York who are black? How is de Blasio's black wife and black son working out for the New Yorkers out there who's getting terrorized? We got to stop being dumb, silly, and naive and understand how white supremacy works. And de Blasio, he allocated all types of money to them race soldiers out there. And by the way, a lot of these Democratic coons out there in New York who's in office, a lot of these Negroes, and another thing too, a lot of these Negroes come from the Caribbean, by the way. And another thing too, a lot of folks who's standing around watching other black folks get their ass whooped, these are high little Caribbean pockets out there, by the way, too. That's not missed on me either. But I won't even go there. But a lot of these politicians, these black politicians in New York, many of these Negroes are Caribbean. And many of those Negroes get kickbacks from the damn police unions. This is why they're not saying nothing. It was one, what's her name? I forgot her name. She said something today. She was like, well, all of this stuff happening to communities of color. What the fuck you talking about, communities of color? She's a Caribbean chick who's like some kind of city councilwoman out there in New York. I cannot think of her name, but she's one of them immigrants out there talking about all of this bad stuff, the police targeting communities of color. Everybody corrected her ass. Ain't nobody getting targeted except black people out there. Ain't no other communities of color besides the color black. Those are the only people in large groups who are getting targeted by race soldiers, really all over the country. They're not targeting Hispanics. They're not targeting Asians. They're not targeting whites. They're only targeting black people. So what's all this people of color shit? You understand? But a lot of those Negroes out there in New York, they get a lot of kickbacks from those police unions out there. So these black politicians and most of them are Democrats. These niggas are so useless, and they are an insult for them to come to us talking about what we need to do, and we should listen to them. And Michelle Obama, and I've always tried to give Michelle Obama the benefit of the doubt, but Michelle Obama said some bonehead shit this week. Michelle Obama came out talking about she was mad at black voters because we didn't show up at the polls and Trump got elected. Ma'am, Miss Obama, Miss Michelle, your husband had a hateful indifference towards black Americans. Your husband set up and let us get slaughtered in the damn streets. Ma'am, if you don't get your big, tall, Oprah perm ass on somewhere and sit down, don't come around here waving your finger, Miss Obama, talking about you mad at black folks. We don't have a reason to support anybody after your husband shitted on black American society the way he did. We don't owe Obama anything because now their legacy is fucked up. See, they thought they'd come in here, run some game on us, do a bunch of nothing burgers, and then we'll still act like cheerleaders for the Obamas. And we're not. We're not cheerleaders for them. And their stock has gone down. Don't nobody give a fuck about Barack and Michelle or those kids. Nobody give a shit about them. Their legacy is trash. The white supremacists really don't give a shit about them. Black society don't give a shit about them. So they're running around here trying to get relevancy now. They're mad because their legacy turned out to be trash, and we're not polishing the trash. Their legacy is a turd, and they're mad that we're not putting gold around the turd. We don't owe you nothing. You did nothing to help black Americans. You all turned your back on black Americans. We don't owe you nothing. And Biden, this is why he's losing. He's trying to run on the, well, hey, I was down with Obama because, you know, his track record is trash. We know he's trash. And they're still trying to run their game on us. Biden has some bullshit that they done came out with called the Lift Every Voice Biden Plan for Black America. Here's the bullshit. Here they go with the bullshit. And family, this is a nothing burger times 10. This is a nothing burger. So you go to his website, it says, well, Joe Biden knows that African Americans can never have a fair shot at the American dream as long as entrenched disparities allow the quiet to quietly chip away at opportunity. So black Americans are faced with the COVID, and I mean, they're using black Americans. And this is the same game they've been running. They'll say black Americans, this is the problem. Black Americans are suffering here. Black Americans have experienced all types of racism. But when it comes down to allocating the resources, that's all I care about. I don't need to hear another history lesson, kumbaya bullshit. Let's get down to the damn resources. Whenever, family, this is another thing. Whenever y'all hear them talk about, we got a plan for black America, skip over all the history bullshit, skip over it, and just get to let's get to the allocation of resources. That's where all the trick bag language is. They'll start off black, African Americans. And we're gonna allocate resources to small businesses. We're going to give money to minorities. We're going to give money to communities of color. They always pull the same punk ass trick, and they did it here too. The Biden's plan for America, after he does all this black talk, this is the plan. Advance the economic mobility of African Americans and close the racial wealth and income gaps. Advance the economic mobility. What does that mean? That's very vague. We're going to advance economic mobility. What does that mean? Here's point two, expand access to high quality education and tackle racial inequality in our education system. Nothing burger. That means we're going to give money to HBCUs. Nothing burger. Make far-reaching investments ending health disparities by race. Vague for everybody, trickle down. This is just trickle down, vague-ass talk. Let me see. It says, we're going to invest in African-American businesses and entrepreneurs. But then they start talking about small businesses. They're going to allocate money to small businesses. We'll double the funding for the state small business credit incentive. So then they start talking about, well, we're going to spend a lot of money to stop gun violence. Okay, now this is that we're going to give money to police. That's what that means. It's this trick bag all the way. It's just trick bag. Lift every boat. We're going to give you niggas, your biggest problem is gun violence. So we're going to give money to these cops to stop you niggas from killing each other. This is trick bag talk. It's trick bag, nothing burger talk. Biden and the Democrats can kiss all of our black asses and go straight to hell. We don't need all of this mumbo jumbo jibber jabber. We want reparations for foundational black Americans who descended from slavery exclusively. That's what we want. It's real simple. You don't need to put a whole website together. We're telling you what we want and we're not moving from that. We want tangible reparations in the form of cash, strictly, specifically for foundational black Americans, not immigrants, who descended from American slavery. It's just that simple. So whenever they come to us, that's what we're going to tell them we want. That's period. Nothing else. We're not going to play no games with them. But other than that, we still have to be in a position to protect ourselves on these streets. Because if they give it to us or if they don't give it to us, we still have to look out for each other. We still have to make sure we're good. Now, if you're looking at this show live, you're looking at the thumbnail. I have an image of an incident that happened in New York where in New York, you see there's in the Jewish part of town, it was thousands of Jewish white people gathered together at a funeral and nobody, the cops didn't do anything. Black people were in, I think this was the Bronx. It was in New York. Black people were at a funeral or coming from a funeral. The race soldiers jumped out of their cars, pepper spraying all the black people who came from their funeral, just pepper spraying everybody. And they started attacking this sister, and the sister and the white started fighting back. This sister fought back. They ended up arresting this sister. But whoever this sister is my hero. This sister is a rider. This sister said, fuck it. That sister starts swinging on them damn race soldiers. She went down fighting. And I want to find out who this sister is so we can try to make sure she's good, make sure her family's good. We're going to have to make sure when we get attacked by these race soldiers, make sure our families are good, make sure their families are good. Make sure we can do what we need to do to get them out of that situation and protect them. That sister was fighting them goddamn white supremacist race soldiers while niggas in skinny jeans and they ass out talking about, we gonna get paid if he hit me, I'm gonna get paid. You ain't getting paid. You're not getting paid. This ain't time for clout chasing. This is the time for standing up for yourselves. And I'm gonna give people 8 tips on how to basically carry yourself out here during this anti-black war that's going on. I'm gonna give you 8 tips on how to carry yourself and conduct yourself in the mindset you need to have. 8 basic tips. Number one, guys, try to avoid going anywhere alone. I cannot stress that enough. That brother out there in Georgia was jogging by himself. I know you want to exercise. I know all that. But you gotta avoid going somewhere by yourself. These white supremacists are cowards. They like to ambush black people. They like to ambush black people. So make sure you go out with other people if you can. Point number two, wear gear that allows you to defend yourself from an attack. Especially in New York. Niggas out there in New York, you can't be moist right now. Y'all can't be out there in New York, especially when the race soldiers are in a high march right now. Y'all can't be out there in your skinny jeans and your ass out in flip-flops. You can be attacked at any moment, man. You better be in combat mode. Dead ass. You better be ready to defend yourself at any given moment. You have to be in a position and dress to defend yourself or be detained. So you better be war ready when you walk out the house. You better be war ready. You go outside unprepared. Only a few people get that. I remember when Nipsey got, my brother Nipsey got killed. When I heard he got shot, I changed clothes. We didn't know what happened, and I didn't know that he died. The minute I heard he got shot, I changed clothes. I was battle ready. I got into some nice, comfortable, battle ready clothes and went down there. It immediately went down there to where my brother was killed. I saw my brother Reza. Shout out to brother Reza. Reza was combat ready. Reza had on combat boots. See, Reza gets it. So niggas was people who understand warfare. They stay ready. Because we didn't know what happened. We didn't know who did it. We were going to find out. We didn't know what happened. We didn't know what went down. Yeah, I got real comfortable just in case some shit was going to go down. I dressed real comfortable and real battle ready. So y'all better have that kind of mindset, especially in New York. When you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So you better know how to conduct yourself and carry yourself out here in these damn streets. When these people are making open attacks on you, you got people out here swarming around trying to make attacks on you, and black people out here acting oblivious like this shit is sweet right now. It ain't sweet right now. And that brings us to point number three, family. Do not argue with these race soldiers. When you're out and about and these race soldiers pull up on you, you are at a disadvantage. Like Neely Fuller has been trying to tell us for years, you are now behind enemy lines, so you need to act like you're behind enemy lines. This is a war. You keep your mouth shut. You don't do a lot of talking. They want you to do all that hostile shit. That's why they smack niggas up, because they want niggas to be all hostile. You dig? Don't argue with these fools. They want you to. And as a matter of fact, they shouldn't be able to catch you slipping like that. Because again, you're at a disadvantage when they surround you and catch you like that. Just like the Viet Cong, real talk, you better act like you're in Vietnam somewhere. Name and ID. Name and military number. You just keep it real simple. Don't do all that talking. That's making it worse. Y'all shut y'all fucking mouths out here in these streets. I see people out here. What y'all doing here? This is the bullshit. I know my rights. Man, fuck all this shit. I don't know what the fuck this shit, man. That's exactly what they want. They want to instigate some shit where you're going to get all emotional and confused. No, when they pull up on you, keep your mouth shut. You stay cool. Stay emotionless. Now, number four. Let's go to number four. Family, you need to organize with your friends and family who could potentially look after your children or your apartment or your home or your bills if anything happens to you. Meaning, if somebody tries to off you, you get lynched by one of these race soldiers, or if one of these race soldiers arrests you with an I'm white and I say so rule. Because that's a possibility. There are people out here who don't even have a criminal record, but if you're standing outside with or without a mask, they can just run up and grab you and throw you and incarcerate you. So you better be in a position where you can have somebody watch your children, somebody who can kind of call in your job for you. You better organize that right now. See, we got to start being preemptive with this stuff. Make sure you got people who can look out for your folks and your kids and all that stuff. This is how serious this thing is right now. Number five, family. Please stop trying to convert coons and hood rats. See, the thing is, we try to waste a lot of time trying to get coons and hood rats awakened to what's going on. And we're spending all that time trying to awaken them, and we're neglecting ourselves and our family. No. There is no time for hood rats and coons right now. They're done. Hood rats and coons are done. Okay? That's a waste of time. We do not have time to convert coons and hood rats. No dusty coon niggas who's sitting up want to argue. He's done. We don't have time. No, I'm going to sit here and just get my drink, get my smoke. Fuck all that shit you talking, all that hotep shit. All right, nigga, be good. Hood rats, no, they're done. And hood rats, no, they don't even care. Hood rats don't even care. That's why the minute they started opening up certain businesses, where did the hood rats go? The nail shop. The nail shop, the weave shop. It was nail shop lace front time. So they don't give a damn. Hood rats are not trying to be empowered. They're not. They don't believe in anything about black empowerment. They don't, because they're dependent on the system. They are dependent on the system of white supremacy, and they're willing to go down with the ship. Do y'all understand what I'm saying to you guys? The hood rats are dependent upon white supremacy, and they are willing to go down with the ship, just like the Titanic. The Titanic, they were still playing. The band was still playing when the ship was sinking. Well, that's like hood rats. When the ship is sinking, the hood rats are going to have their feet in the air getting a pedicure. They're going to be getting acrylics on their toes while the ship is sinking. That's the only thing that matters. If they can't get that, nothing else matters. They don't want black empowerment, because if there's black empowerment, guess what? Ain't no more EBT. If there's black empowerment, ain't no food stamps, ain't no EBT, ain't no more Section 8. You understand? None of that shit. Ain't no more busting it open for the gram. It's not going to be like that no more. See, everybody's going to have to pull their own weight. If it's real black empowerment and black folks are running things, everybody's going to have to start pulling their weight. That's a terror to the hood rats. That's why they do not like anything about black empowerment at all. That's why they beat that out of their children at a young age. That's why they start teaching their kids how to twerk at 3. You understand? That's a deliberate indoctrination that hood rats do. They don't want any type of empowerment for themselves or for their offspring. They teach their children how to be dusty at a young age. You understand? So trying to convert those niggas, nah, don't waste your time. And as a matter of fact, hood rats and dusty do-nothings, the fact that they're going to be the main targets, because when the white supremacists start getting into real big time extermination mode, those are going to be the first targets. Hood rats are going to be the main targets. Those are the first targets they're going to go for. Hood rats and dusty niggas sitting around smoking blunts, drinking. Those are the first ones who are going to go. And we're going to have to use that to our advantage, because see, that will be the rallying call. See, once they start attacking them, the people who sat on their ass and didn't want to do anything and thought that white mommy and daddy was going to look out for them forever, when they start getting at them in mass, then that lets us know that we need to spread on out. And that brings us to number six, family. Yeah, when they get the soft targets first. See, we're going to have to start looking at this thing from a war games perspective. That's how we're going to have to look at it now. When I see hood rats now, I'm like, okay, I don't even trip. Okay, well, when they attack them first, I know to spread out. When they attack the hood rats first, I know to spread out, find out where the facility, the housing facility they're going to put people in, the Rex 84 camps. You know, see, that's going to give us some good intel right there. You ding? But again, that brings us to number six. Avoid being in positions or situations where you're being surrounded. Avoid positions or situations where you are being surrounded. A lot of times I see these videos, especially in New York, and I'm using New York as a template, when the race soldiers come through. See, the race soldiers start circling individuals or small groups of individuals. And what happens is they start gathering closer and closer and closer, the victims. You don't do that. Y'all need to spread out. Don't let them surround everybody. When they surround you, they got you at a disadvantage. See, we better learn tactics, because these white supremacists have infiltrated law enforcement and they're using these militaristic tactics to racially terrorize people. Spread out. Learn how to spread out. Do not let people surround you. Do not let people surround you. When these race soldiers come through, spread it out. We got to understand military strategies here. Number seven, very important. Everybody doesn't have to have their damn cameras out. When the race soldiers or the white supremacists come through attacking people, everybody ain't got to be standing there with a damn camera screaming and yelling, put them damn cameras down. What are you filming for? For clout? You're just filming for clout? One person can film, but 8, 9, 20 people don't need to be out there filming. Other people need to be spread out. Other people need to be tactical. Who are you going to show the video to? The only thing you're going to do is for clout. You're going to show it on the internet, but nobody white, no higher up, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to help you. This stuff is being sanction from the top to the bottom. Family, there's no big white daddy that's going to help us that we can go tell. We're looking for big white daddy. There's no big white daddy. This thing is being sanctioned from the top. And that brings us to number eight, family. We don't have to look for help. Let's get out this mindset that we got to look for somebody else to help us. Not just white, but even black. I hear a lot of black people saying, man, we need a black militia group, man. We need a strong black militia. You know, the strong black militia is in the fucking mirror. That's the militia. We don't need some group that we pawn everything off to. It ain't gonna work like that. You are the militia. You are the strong black soldier, man, woman. I'm talking to men and women out here. The militia is in your mind. We don't need another quote-unquote Black Panthers group so that niggas will infiltrate them and set them up. Niggas will line up to work with the damn feds to infiltrate them. We don't need that. Y'all infiltrated the last one and dismantled it. Was nothing but informants in that. No, that's the last thing you need. The warrior is in you. Man, we need somebody to do something. Yeah, you. That somebody is you. Everybody needs to be warriors. We want to pawn the shit off and the responsibility off on somebody else while we party and bullshit and be the big perpetual child, and somebody else will do the hard work for us while we kick back. That's not going to work. Everybody's going to have to be warriors. The warrior is in you. Everybody's going to have to be a lone wolf. Just like Neely Fuller said, the united, independent concept. We have to be independent yet united, and we're united by the code. But we all have to be lone wolves in protecting ourselves from white supremacists who are practicing non-justice. The warrior is you. Stop saying we need somebody. That means you. That means you. The price of freedom is death. And speaking of death, there was a video I saw the other day of this white woman who was a nurse, and she was saying that they are deliberately killing Black people. I put that up on my Instagram and my Twitter. As a white nurse admitting that in these hospitals, they're lying about a lot of the COVID, and they are deliberately killing a lot of the Black people in there. Now, when white people are admitting this and telling the truth, well, that should wake the coons up a little bit. I already knew, but maybe that'll help a couple of coons out there. But again, Black folks, the reason why they were running around talking about Black people COVID, not because they were trying to help us. This was going to be used as propaganda. I don't believe that those many Black people have COVID. I think they're falsely labeling a lot of Black people. Now, there are some. Yeah, there are a lot of Black people who do have it, but not as many as they are saying. I believe they're using it as propaganda, making us the face of it, so that would be a reason to target us. You understand? And let me tell you something. You know, out there in Madagascar, they got this drink. And this drink out there that they say is curing, it's an herbal drink that's over there, they're claiming that it's curing COVID. And I was going to go out there to Madagascar. I'm still thinking about going out there, but my dude, my good brother down in Miami, my dude Carl the promoter, he hit me up and he knew a dude who was kind of clicked in with the government over in Madagascar. He knew a guy, so he hooked me up with this guy. We were chopping it up. This guy who's real connected over there in Madagascar, and he has the hookup on those drinks. And I was going to get them shit sent over here. We were like in the process of doing this stuff. We were in the process of doing this. We're corresponding and we're going to get some of those drinks over here. And then my guy over in Madagascar hit me up like, yeah, man, the governments are they tripping now. You know, we can't send it. You know, we got to try to go through some loopholes here, loopholes there. But yeah, he was like, yeah, we just got word. We can't send it over there. Now that's heavy. That is heavy. They don't want an herb drink over here. Yeah, this is heavy. So we're still trying to see what we can do. And look, I already know. I'm like, if I get that shit over here, I'm going to have to watch my back. Because, dude, it was some Asian guy. He was about to come up with a cure for some shit out there in Pennsylvania. His ass just got killed. This was a couple of days ago. Google that. It was a guy over in Pennsylvania. He was an Asian dude who was a doctor. He had some kind of cure for something he was working on. He had some shit that he was working on that he was about to come up with a big cure for. I want to find his name real quick. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me find this guy's name. Now, this was a coronavirus researcher, by the way, in Pittsburgh. Let me find it. His name is, he was studying the coronavirus. What the fuck is his name? Hold on. They're not showing his name. Hold on. Yeah, this dude, they just killed his ass. Okay. I want to give the guy's name. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to give y'all his name because I like to have names here. He was a molecular biologist, Dr. Bing Liu. His ass was shot to death. All right. And they tried to say it was some kind of murder-suicide by his some other guy. I don't know what the fuck it is. But that sounds suspicious. They said it was a murder-suicide. They said it was a murder-suicide. Somebody said, write my notes down. I just remember this. There's a lot of stuff going on in my brain here. I just remember this. His name was Dr. Bing Liu. His ass got shot. He was working on some kind of coronavirus cure, and his ass got shot, okay? This was in Pittsburgh yesterday, all right? This was in Pittsburgh yesterday. Google that. So yeah, nigga, you always hear about Dr. Sebi, when he got killed down there. I don't believe he died on his own. Yeah, when you start fucking around with the medical industry and coming up with saying you got a cure here and a cure there, all of a sudden, I mean, there's a long track record of people ending up dying. There is a long track record of that. You understand? But family, we got to get on code. We just got to stay on code. We got to stay in warrior mode when we go out this house. We got to stay in warrior mode. And we got to understand that playtime is over with these white supremacists. And let me play something else real quick before I forget. My Chicago people, I want y'all to be careful because speaking of vaccines, they're talking about doing mandatory vaccines out there in Chicago. So we got to watch out for that. And little Beetlejuice, y'all mayor, Lori Lightfoot is out here targeting black folks. She's out here threatening to arrest black folks. She's not going to touch the white people. My Chicago people are telling me white people are all over the parks out there doing whatever the hell they want to do. Nobody's saying anything to them. But this little musty funk bag of a mayor y'all have is out here just talking crazy to the wonderful black citizens of Chicago. And I got so much love for my black brothers and sisters in Chicago. And it just pisses me off to see this little funky bug looking stud wench terrorizing the people out here. And it just amazes me that this woman got elected. She was out there in the black neighborhood. She had a whole bunch of people with her. There were some young brothers on a basketball court, and they weren't even standing next to each other. They were social distancing. They even had on masks, and she's out here trying to reprimand them, telling them to go home and embarrass these young men. And they start going off on her. Listen to this. It's hard to listen here, but go ahead. Okay, a lot of this is hard to hear because her little musty ass, she has on a mask. She's going up with a group of black kids talking about, hey, the playground is closed, go home. and the cameras are out there, and they're like, what the fuck?
Move on.
That's Lori Lightfoot. You wanna take this virus home to your mama's house and get your mama sick? Now, how the hell she know if the kid got the virus? The kid has on a mask. This is this little Miles Davis looking mammy out here telling black kids, hey, you wanna take this virus? Trying to show out in front of the cameras. Lori Lightfoot is the biggest turd in history. This woman is a huge piece of shit. And one of the kids are like, hey, man, y'all overdoing it, man. The kids are fighting back.
So, we can handle the boy before this.
All right, y'all overdoing it. Y'all let me define the truth. Come out, go home. You go home.
All right, man. I'm a bald head. The kid's like, you go home with your bald head ass. The kid was like, go home, you go home with your bald head ass. Now, it was kind of hard because a lot of folks had on masks. They were going off, like, we got to go home because of her? That was despicable. That was despicable. You little lowlife rodent showing out in front of white people, disparaging those children so that you can get some clout. That woman is despicable. You watch these little old strap-on wearers who try to get a little power. They hate black society. These little old musty studs, they hate black society. They hate black society with a passion. Little strappy Lightfoot. But shout out to my brothers and sisters in Chicago, man. Y'all stay safe out there. And we got to stay safe all over the country. Be on code. Don't be afraid, family. And like I said, y'all have to study the movie 1804. I'm going to have a sale soon. I'm going to have a sale soon just so I can get the 1804 DVDs to a lot of people. Also, the book that we promote, the Avoid the Machine book. Shout out to Scotty Vasco, Avoid the Machines book. They told me they took that off Amazon. I think that book was too controversial. That book was too raw. So I think you can only buy it used on Amazon now. But I think the guys told me, because we promoted for them heavy, that they took it off Amazon because it was just too controversial. So I'm going to have them send me some books and possibly put that in with a package deal with the 1804 movie. So hopefully if I get cool with, if they get some copies to me, we can get that book, Avoid the Machines. We can get 1804, the DVD, and probably an 1804 movie poster or something, and just kind of package that up and have it at a discount rate so that everybody can get it. You understand? So y'all stay tuned for that. I keep you guys posted on that. Also, we got a new website a new news site that we're doing. I want to get some brothers and sisters who are writers to volunteer for the site so we can get some stories on there. Some professional writers, y'all holler at me. I need your help on this so we can get this off the ground so that we can get our information out here the way we need to get it popping. So I want some writers for this new news site that we have popping off, family. You understand? Holla at me. Email me at info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. And you guys have a good night, and y'all be safe and be fly.